my name is Angel. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I'm not selling anything and will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Barbara Albright?
Okay, is this in regards to voting or?
It's an opinion survey that we're conducting about issues facing the state and the community.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Okay, and are you Barbara Albright?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And first of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote? 50%?
I hope. Yeah, I hope so, because I'm also a poll worker. I work at one of the polls for voting. So I better vote, huh?
Okay, so you're almost certain.
Oh, yeah. Like I say, I'm a pro. I work at one of the polls here in Kern County. So definitely, yes, I'll be voting.
Okay, thank you so much. Thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote? Vote most of the time? Only vote some of the time? Not vote in those races? Too young? Not vote in those races? Not registered? Other reason? And finally, can't remember.
Well, let me put it this way. When it comes to anything besides, you know, the main offices, I'll go through, and if I recognize someone, yes, I'll vote. If I don't, I won't. I don't think it's fair to vote for somebody you just know anything about them.
Okay. So you
yes,
always
I'm voting.
Vote?
If you're asking me, do I always vote when it comes voting time? Yes. Okay. But do I always vote for supervisors, commissioners, that type of thing? Sometimes I don't. If I don't recognize a name, I won't vote. No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so for the statement, thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, the options are, do you always vote? Number one. Number two, vote most of the time. Three, only vote some of the time.
Only vote some of the time. Only vote some of the time. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction? Do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I feel things have gotten off on the wrong track.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures that I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, neutral, never heard of, don't know, refuse.
So, okay.
The first one is Kim Salas. Is she very favorable? Somewhat favorable.
What's her name?
Kim Salas.
I have not heard of her, so I would not vote for it.
Thank you. Next, Kamala Harris. Is she very favorable? Somewhat favorable?
Yes, I would say yes. I would vote for her, yes.
Oh, very favorable?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have Leticia Perez. Is she very favorable? Somewhat favorable?
Are these for, what office is this for? That were, because Harris is for president. So what are the other two ladies for?
It does not say in the statement. It reads, your feelings.
If you know them or not, is that it? If you wish to vote for them or not, is that it? Or?
Yeah, it just says raise your feelings towards one of each.
Okay, fine. Go ahead, that's fine.
Sure. So Leticia Perez, is she very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Perez? I would say, no, I wouldn't vote because I don't know her.
Okay, so don't know?
Don't.
Never
I would,
heard
I
of?
Don't. I haven't heard of, no.
Okay. Next, Donald Trump. Is he very
No. That was fast.
Okay, so we have, don't know, never heard of, no opinion, very
well, for him, it's just unfavorable. There you go.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. Is it somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And finally, we have Gavin Newsom. Is he very favorable? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so, and would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair?
Which Perez again? What was the first name?
Sure, Leticia.
Leticia Perez?
Yeah.
I don't know. So just put down, don't know. I mean, because I wouldn't vote because I don't know. No.
Okay. Thank you. And overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance, or don't know?
I don't know her, so I don't want to say either way. But if she's been in office for a while, then I should give somebody else a chance. But I don't know anything about her, so I can't really say.
Okay, so, don't know?
Don't know.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican
Democrat.
Donald?
We can stop right there. Democrat. Yeah.
Thank you. And if the election for a current county supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, county supervisor, and Kim Salas, assembly member, district director, for whom would you vote, Leticia Perez, county supervisor, or Kim Salas, assembly member district
director? I'll say Salas.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done. How certain are you that you would vote for Kim Salas, assembly member district director? Are you very certain? Somewhat certain? Not
somewhat certain. Somewhat certain.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So please tell me, I'm going to read some statements for you. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. If more than one, well, which one is most important issue to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor? So these are county taxes, housing costs, roads and traffic, jobs and the economy, crime.
Okay, right there. Jobs, because I've been looking. And anyway, jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the first one you mentioned?
Sure. It's jobs and economy.
There was one before. Can you go through this again?
Sure. Okay, so you can only select one, but they are county tax.
Oh, you only pick one? Well, then go ahead and use the one I just said. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read a few more statements for you. Let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas for each. Please tell me whether this is a very strong, very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. Okay, so the first one is, Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug
addiction. There you go. I agree. Okay, let's stop right there. Whoever that person is, let's put them down because I agree with every one of those. Yes.
Okay, so it's very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Uh-huh. Let's put that down.
Very convincing?
Very convincing, yeah.
Okay.
Put that down.
Okay. The next one is, Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. Is that very convincing?
Okay, let me, we'll stop right there. I live in East Bakersfield. So, but there's a lot more that she should have, things that are more important than what she just said that, you know, that needs to be done. But anyway, whatever it is, put me down, okay?
Okay. So it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing.
Convincing, yeah.
Very convincing?
Yes, we'll put that down.
Okay. Three more. Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Is that very convincing? Somewhat convincing? A little convincing?
I'm going to say somewhat convincing because I've heard that from other people. And like myself, when I've been broken into, it took them 2.5 days to get here to check it out. So something's wrong somewhere. First, they explained to me a house being stolen from is not top priority. It's other things. And but still, it shouldn't take 2.5 days to get to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so. Definitely. Okay, so thank you. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired.
Yes, yes. But stop right there. Yes, all that should be done. I agree.
Okay, so it's very convincing.
The streets are bad.
So it's very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Oh, yes, convincing as far as that, what they said, yes.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is, Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs.
Okay, now she's talking about the homeless people that are on the streets. Is that what she's talking about?
Yes, she will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis.
Well, okay, now there's, I disagree with some of that, what's being said. I found out because I've talked to some, and the reason they come to Bakersfield is because we're wide open. We have very few rules for them. So they figure, hey, come here, we can get fed, we can get a room. I mean, we're opening up our doors to them, but what about people that need help and cannot get it? You know what I'm saying? So I think they need to stop and look at the people here in Bakersfield first and then help the outsiders that come in. I don't know how to, what to put down for that. I don't know. But I've had a lot of people say that. I'm getting tired of it myself, of these people, the outsiders, because I went to go to my doctor's office and there was two of them down on the sidewalk in front of the door, and I couldn't get into the doctor's office because those two people sleeping there in front of the door. And I had to call the inside of their office and had them open the door and ask them to finally leave or call the police. But the police don't want to do anything about it either because of what they are. So we're sort of in we started this and now it's ricocheted. In other words, it's getting worse and a lot of it's our own fault. So I don't know what you want to put down for that.
Well, the options are very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing.
I'm going to say no. Don't put me down for convincing because I have my own thoughts on that, yeah.
Okay, so not at all convincing, don't know.
Let's put down, she's not convincing me after what I've seen and what's happened, yeah.
Thank you, yeah. Not at all convincing.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, thank you. We're at 80%. After hearing more information, if the election for a current county supervisor were held today and the candidates for Leticia Perez, county supervisor, and Kim Salas, assembly member, district director, for whom would you vote? Leticia Perez, a county supervisor, or Kim Salas, assembly member, district director?
Is that what you said?
I'm sorry, you went out of it.
Salas or Perez, is that what you said?
Yes.
Let's put down Salas.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know that much about him, but I'm learning. Okay.
Okay, so now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether the statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez, county supervisor. So the first one is, Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Is this a very serious doubt, minor doubt, no real doubt, don't?
Yeah, we're getting too many of these people that are, excuse me, I'm losing my voice.
I'm so sorry, she said.
Excuse me. She shouldn't even be in office, let me put it that way. Just like Trump, he shouldn't be in office either.
So, is it very serious doubts?
Are you saying doubts? Like
yes.
You're doubting? Oh, no, I don't doubt. I mean, she should not be there. So I don't know what you put down for that. She shouldn't be in office.
Okay. So for each one of the statement, tell me whether if the statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, no real doubts, don't know.
You mean for Perez?
Yes, for the first statement.
Okay, I'm serious about if that's what it means, about her. Yes,
for the first statement, so very serious doubt.
The first one.
Okay, thank you. Two more statements. The next one is, Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. Is a very serious doubt.
Okay, I'll tell you right there. Very serious, yes. And let's just stop right there. Very, very serious, yes.
Okay, And the final statement is, as county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California.
I'll buy that. That's true. I know it's true. Over here in East Bakersfield, I can tell you a lot of things, too many problems. So serious doubt on that one? Is that what that's going to say? Serious doubt? Yeah. Definitely the highest one. Serious doubt or whatever, yeah.
Okay.
The first one.
The first one is very serious doubt.
Very serious, okay. Good.
So finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat?
A Democrat. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. It's scratchy, but I can hear you. Yeah.
So sorry. Okay,
No. Don't apologize. I've had a problem with my phone all day. I think it's the weather. They tell me that's what it is anyway. So anyway, I've had problems with it all day, so that's fine. You're fine.
Okay. Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal? Are you very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college post-high school, some college, including community college, two-year degree, or some college course, four-year college graduate, post-graduate school or degree, including medical school.
Okay, college. Let's see, altogether 3 years, but I didn't get to complete or graduate, no.
So some college, including community college.
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you. And what year were you born?
Man, antique.
Okay, I'm sorry. And what year were you born? You went out of
bed. Okay, 1939.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
You said, am I what?
Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No. No.
Okay, we're at 93%. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black?
Hispanic. I'm white, yeah. In fact, right now I need a tan. I'm so white.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
You sure can. It's Barbara.
Okay. Can you confirm the spelling for me?
Yes, it's B-A-R.
Uh-huh.
B-A-R-A. Uh-huh. Barbara. Yeah.
Okay. So just to confirm what I have, that's B as in Bravo, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, B as in Bravo, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey, and thank you again for your participation, and have yourself a good night.
Oh, you're welcome. I can barely hear you. But anyway, you're welcome. Okay.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too, dear. Bye-bye now.
Bye.